President Mahama has inaugurated a six-member committee to oversee the implementation of the Ghana Infrastructure Fund, GIF, at Flagstaff House in Accra. The fund is expected to serve as a vessel to deal with the country's huge infrastructural deficit by identifying strategic infrastructure in partnership with the private sector. The committee is chaired by Atoh Ahoy and has three months to come up with a roadmap on how the fund can be operated efficiently. President Mahama tags the committee to hit the ground running and update cabinet regularly on progress made. Pascal Nadadivo reports.
Government says it recognizes infrastructure development as key to its development agenda. In his State of the Nation address last year, President Mahama stated, and I quote, "Ghanaians deserve to live in a country with improved infrastructure, which is inextricably linked to enhancing the quality of life. For the private sector to uphold its status as the engine of growth, government is exploring new options to allow both the private and public sectors to share in the responsibility of financing infrastructure development. One of such options is the Ghana Infrastructure Fund. The fund will be a quasi-fiscal body to be chaired by Finance Minister Seth Stekpe. The fund, which has a three-year operational period, will finance viable projects, including joint ventureship and public-private partnership projects. It will also issue special bonds to finance specific commercial projects. The World Bank estimates that Ghana has an infrastructure funding deficit of about $1.5 billion per annum, and this undermines efforts by the private sector to grow and diversify the economy. President Mahama spells out the task ahead of the committee.
Ghana is estimated needs annually anything between $1.2 and $1.5 billion direct investment into infrastructure. And novel ways are being introduced to be able to leverage this kind of credit. And so we, in the budget, announced that we're going to set up the Ghana Infrastructure Fund. And the fund would be used as a vehicle for leveraging long-term project financing. And so it's been decided to set up an advisory committee to guide the implementation and establishment of the fund. With regards to the structure, the GIF will be a newly created institution initially fully owned by government. And the capital for GIF would initially come from the following sources. One, annual budgetary appropriations, including proceeds of the recent 2.5% increase in the battery. The portion of the annual budget funding amount for debt amortization and infrastructure development, and funds raised from the domestic and foreign banking and capital markets. And the GIF is to seek independent international ratings to enable it access the international capital market.
Chairman of the Infrastructure Development Committee is Atoh Ahoy. He is the chairman of the board of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, an economist and former PNDC secretary for fuel and power. He promised that the committee would deliver earlier as unscheduled.
To take our work here, I think we'll give ourselves a maximum of 4 months to be able to set the groundwork and draw up the roadmap so that the fund can be launched in less than a year. I want to assure you, the people of Ghana, that we will work with the best of our abilities to make sure that we also have an infrastructure fund.
Other members of the committee are Lionel Van Ledusu, Tenu Awuno, Dr. Emmanuel Otinkuma, Seth Stekpe, and Madam Hannah Mwateng. The infrastructure fund has been operational in South Africa, Nigeria, Liberia, China, and Korea, and has proven to solve infrastructure deficits by focusing on strategic projects that lead to job creation.
Pascal Inadivo filed that report.